What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kias in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia, starting with the Dolphins, who return to training camp this week. There will be practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday is a joint practice with the Jaguars. The third and final preseason game will be on Saturday night. And to the Marlins, who got one from the Red Sox with a 5-3 win yesterday. Miami will now return home for a three-game series with the Cardinals. Tonight's first pitch is at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. And as promised here, Joe, some breaking news here. Aaron Wilson reporting that four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Matthew Judon set to meet with the Dolphins and is expected to join them barring anything unforeseen. So it looks like the Dolphins have another pass rusher to add to the mix here.
I'm not sure I understand the move completely, since we're talking about some young, talented pass rushers. Except unless they're worried about a couple of guys, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, staying healthy. I get you add another guy. We've been talking about this young movement of developing our own guys, and then we go out and get a 33-year-old Matthew Judon. Five and a half sacks for Atlanta last year, right? So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, how disheartening for some of those guys that are pass rushers right now.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, Grayson Murphy and Quentin Bell and Derek McClendon.
Omar just said on Twitter, for anyone who's worried about cornerback, he said they'll be fine. They're waiting. About 120 cornerbacks will be available on August 26th. They can be patient.
Well, all these teams are getting rid of those guys for a reason, too.
Oh, they're not dumping them because they're good?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate the numbers Omar's throwing out for us. There will be a lot of cornerbacks. So there'll be guys, by the way, they won't be cornerbacks get completely cut, most of them. They're going to be practice squad guys if you're looking for young guys that you liked in college or you liked when you saw them in a preseason game. We got scouts out right now. Been watching games. They're at everybody's game, and they've been told to look at specific positions of because they know what teams are deep and not deep at certain positions, and maybe, you know, deeper than we are, and we're going, all right, the guy, their leftovers is still better than what we have, and take it from there. Yeah, after this week, man, it's going to be wild to try to figure out how this thing comes together, but I got to give the team credit, man. They said we're kind of going to stay away from the older guys, right? We're going to go young. We're going to get our own guys. And so I didn't see this one coming. Matthew Judon, 33 years old, joining. And listen, in his prime, when he had a knee, I believe, he was, or Achilles, with the Patriots. He's a hell of a player now. Don't get me wrong. He's been really good. 75 sacks in his career.
It's the best unit on your team. Why not keep adding a little depth to it, right?
Well, you're playing with the injury bug, so I'm guessing they thought this would be proven depth at the position. But hey, man, that's a position to go with those guys and potentially add one of those other guys. They must have looked at Grayson Murphy and the rest of those guys and said, okay, they're young guys, haven't done anything, and Matthew Judon is a proven guy.
Well, we'll get the cornerbacks taken care of in a week, according to Omar.
Don't worry about it. Is that what Omar's saying? Don't worry.
Well, there'll be 120, he said, available on the 26th. Hey, this is new, by the way. I've never seen this before. Ben DiNucci, remember him?
Yeah.
He just announced on Twitter that he has signed with the Falcons. He announced it himself. That's when you know things aren't going well. he tweeted out football news. I signed with the Falcons this morning. Source, myself. So there you go.
So he didn't want to give it to any insiders. He goes, oh, hell no, I'm doing this.
Says one of the big writers here just said the Falcons have signed QB Ben DiNucci. He announced.
Oh,
there
God.
You go.
All right, well. The Final week is finally here after a long, what was it, 11 days on the road they were, Woody? Does that sound right? 11 days between Chicago.
Yeah.
Went in early and then caught a plane, got in early to Detroit the same night and spent damn near a week there. So, yeah.
Must be good to be home, right?
Must feel good to get back home, man. Get back home and in your own bed and everything else that comes with that. So anyway, we have all that news. We've got a lot of other news, including the Marlins being back home. So the Marlins were at 500 not too long ago. Remember, swept the Yankees?
I do remember, yes.
And we got back to 500, and I was like, man, I don't know. Hey, their story has been fantastic, considering everything that they've been able to stay around there. Got a nice comeback win. So how they got back to 500 looked like the game yesterday where they played the Red Sox. Down, looked like they're going to get swept. Couple innings left. They come back and score a bunch of runs, get a nice comeback win. Now 59-65 off a 3-8 road trip. St. Louis, the first of three-game series at home. And so if you're looking to catch a little baseball, they'll be home for a little more than a week. If you'd like to go out there, we'll keep you up on all that stuff. Less than 2 weeks away until Notre Dame and Miami. God, that's going to be great. I can't think we're all excited about next Sunday. Are we off the next day, Woody? I was going to ask you off the air, and I totally forgot.
Our boss asked if we were working that day. So, I mean, we haven't discussed it yet.
We haven't.
So.
All right.
It's going to be a late night.
I know, but
it's a good day to work.
It's a good day to work. I mean, those are fun ones. Yeah. All right, so we'll
maybe you can phone it in or something.
I phone it in a lot.
No, I was like call in. Who's
call in?
You know who's ever out working that morning? I don't know.
Back
by the way, I've started to get ticket requests for that game too. You know it's bad when people are coming to me. I told people go buy those season tickets if you want the Notre Dame game. I don't know if there's any left, to be quite honest with you.
I'm guessing. I know some Notre Dame people bought the whole damn season package just to get those tickets.
Saying. Yeah, just buy the you know season tickets if you want. But
yeah,
I'm guessing that game will be expensive. And if you are going to sell to a Notre Dame fan, make sure you price gouge them real good.
God, you're just
No, I'm just saying if you know they have the money.
There will be a lot of Notre Dame fans at that game.
That's
there
the
will
reason
be
they let him in the playoff.
A lot of Florida Gator fans
all that money.
At the following game. So yeah, that there will be there'll be plenty, Woody.
Two good early ones, huh?
Yeah. Two great games. But listen, man, it's great for business. I mean, you know, and getting this thing ready to go. And by the way, running game the other day, I guess in the scrimmage looked great. Jordan Lyle and Marty Brown and Mark Fletcher. Boy, they got two big backs, two big strong backs. Got two 220-plus pound backs. Got Jordan Lyle also coming off a really good year out of St. Thomas. And the secondary looks really good, man. I think everybody's getting pumped about this secondary and the way they're playing. So I got to give you a young guy and one of the few guys that didn't come in early that had an interception when we were out there that Mario brought in, Bryce Fitzgerald, a safety out of Columbus. Woody made a great play playing center field on an interception. And so he's in a big catch up because he, like I said, didn't graduate or can't. I don't know if you can graduate early from Columbus. I don't know what their rules are. Some of the private schools, you're not allowed to graduate early. But he's another one that they're pretty excited about and is playing really well. Wesley Bissaint has gotten a lot bigger, and this is a big year for him. So, hey, man, it's good to hear. Talking about all the guys in the depth and some of the young guys playing well and making plays out there during the scrimmage and a run game going. And so all that stuff. Just less than 2 weeks away, we'll be having plenty of time to talk about that. So Messi, man, was doing Messi things again against the LA Galaxy. Came in off that hamstring. Had a goal and a beautiful assist. Just absolutely gorgeous the things Messi can do. They got to keep him around 38 years old. Woody, if there's one thing I could critique about Inter Miami, and I'm a dumbass, and I should know this. So
I'm looking forward to this. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
all these different tournaments they play,
uh-huh,
like this thing with Mexico and the MLS,
uh-huh,
they got to do a better job explaining this thing, man. All these games. And
mm-hmm,
and then before you know it, they're back playing somebody in the MLS, and they play a couple. And then they play against – it's just like no other sport.
Well, who do you want to explain it to?
Well, you. Maybe you could explain it to him. You're in sports. Maybe you could explain it to me.
Why are you putting this on me? You just said they need to do a better job explaining
it. I just think they need –
who are you talking about?
I think they need to educate people.
Who's they?
The team.
The team?
Yeah.
They do. Maybe it's on their website. Did you look?
No, it's too hard. Not looking.
I just say they need to explain.
Somebody asked me, I was like,
send a team representative to your house?
What the hell? What are we doing? Like, out of nowhere?
They play a lot of tournaments. That's how it goes, maybe.
No, they do. It's just that one kind of threw me all of a sudden. We got all these teams from Mexico coming in town here, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's going on?
You're watching at the very least.
Yes, I am. I love all the Messi highlights.
Might be doing their product a minor disservice.
I do love Messi.
What you're saying, but
I don't think anything affects him. If it affected him, they call us and have somebody on or something. So they don't. So they don't have anything to do with this. They don't need us. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. No, that wouldn't work.
We'd have to have a translator.
Yeah, that's right. No,
right?
I don't think. Hey, he just said "kiss my ass" in Spanish. Okay, thanks. That wouldn't be good. Hey, we got to go to break, Woody. We got more stuff to get to here. Alan Poupart will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to him about the Miami Dolphins. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Well, the Dolphins about ready, apparently, to add another pass rusher, Matthew Judon, who was so good for a while with the New England Patriots, got injured, and played last year with Atlanta, 5.5 sacks, 33 years old, and we'll join Chubb, Phillips, Chop, and who I'm not sure, but that was a position. A lot of guys have had really good camps at that position as pass rushers. Really curious to see which outside linebackers are on this team. Now, not only one guy is going to play special teams, and none of those four are going to play them. None of those four are going to run down and make tackles on the kickoff or on the punt team. That's just not going to happen. So that comes down to Cameron Good, in my opinion. So, I don't know how good the other guys are on special teams. I don't want to take away from the rest of them, but Cameron Good makes a lot of plays on special teams and played a lot in the game, a lot early on with as a pass rusher. So, they wanted to get him some action. So listen, there's obviously a game plan and what they wanted to do. But, yeah, Cameron Good played a lot of football. He hadn't played a lot. And then all of a sudden I see him early in the game, and I see old 53 out there lining up as an outside linebacker pass rusher. And I went, wow, okay. There you go. Jacksonville at home and a joint practice coming up this week. And the Dolphins still got to make some tough decisions at a lot of positions. And you know, the wide receiver that comes down, you're going to keep five or six. You're going to keep most likely three quarterbacks. I can't imagine with Tua's situation, you're not going to have both guys with a lot of practice. So we found out it's hard to bring in a guy and go, hey, good luck, Mike McDaniel's offense, go get it and learn it real quickly. We do not want to go through anything that we did last year, nothing. Don't want to have that. And I get Zach Wilson playing a lot. I expect he'll play a lot again this week and get him ready and as many snaps as possible, getting more comfortable in this offense so that if something does happen to Tua. Hey, listen, man, I'm like everybody else, I think. I want Tua to play 17 games. But it doesn't happen a lot, and you better be ready to go so you don't have to throw in the towel and go, wow, our quarterback wasn't ready. It was on us. And So I think you keep three. And the offensive line, I don't know if they have enough or not. They played, their pass protection was really good in the game. Really, really good. Like, if you watch the game, you could get past all the penalties and the craziness of that game. There was a lot of pass protection. Good pass protection for Zach Wilson and also Quinn Ewers. Both able to have time to make some good throws and get the ball down the field a little bit. Good play action stuff were thrown in there to help him out as well. So that was all good news. All good news. I don't know how they feel about any of the offensive linemen. I have no idea. Some guys actually got really good grades for the game, and maybe they've seen from all this playing and guys are getting better, and all of a sudden Butch Berry goes in and says, hey, I got the guys I need right here. You don't have to go outside and find another guy. I feel pretty good about these guys. And then you never have enough offensive linemen. We have gone through a bunch. We have not played with five guys or six guys in a season. That has not been the Miami Dolphins. We've had 1 year with centers. We've had problems with tackles with since Teron's here, and he has to miss games. And then another guy gets hurt on the other side, Austin Jackson. So we had to play going to third and fourth tackles last year. And listen, man, you get down to a fourth offensive tackle, and I don't know when Eichenberg's going to be back. Eichenberg came into the league out of Notre Dame with a ton of starts at tackle, and I don't – they're just saying it's going to be back. I don't know when he's going to be back. It doesn't sound like anytime soon. He's not on that list of – they haven't said much about him after giving him a guaranteed contract that he was going to be back or they wouldn't give that money because they liked him. And looking for depth, and he's been, you know, a guy that's played guard and center. A lot of guard last year. He can play center. But I don't know if they trust him at tackle or not. Tried to both tackle positions early on, and that didn't go well. So he was moved. Anyway, it'll be an interesting week to find out with cuts. And now this happening, if this is going to happen, Matthew Judon comes in to join Chubb, Phillips, and Chop. I mean, how many guys? I get, you know, having backup pass rushers, and by the way, people are going to head-scratching on this one a little bit. A couple years ago,
this makes sense, Joe. I mean, Omar says, like, you know, the Sealer, Jalen Phillips, or Chop injuries could be worse than the team is letting on.
That's true. Boy, Jalen, they have since Jalen got whipped around. Remember, he was down on the field the day I was down and got up and said I was fine. And he's been doing some drills out there like they're just waiting for the season. But maybe he's right. Maybe there is something else going on there for them. Because they got some good young pass rushers.
I don't know. I don't find this move that surprising, but everyone seems to be, like, blown away by it.
I don't
know. David Ferona said it's a truly stunning turn of events.
Well, I didn't see it coming. I digested it, and you said, hey, what do you think? And I go, I'm a little surprised, unless there is an injury to one of those other guys, and they felt like they need another veteran pass rusher, or they're just worried about the durability of the guys they have. But, hey, man, tread on the tires is good if you got a guy. And listen, everybody's looking for good pass rushers. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know how our guys – you know, playing against number ones, you know, that's the other part, the part that's always brought up in these things. Yeah, you're good against twos and threes or some of your own guys that have struggled. How good are you? But Grayson Murphy, Quentin Bell, Derek McClendon's had a real nice camp, although he didn't get in as early in the game as I thought he would with so many guys sitting out. Cameron Good moved ahead of him, but how do you feel about all the rest of those guys who have had some pressure on the quarterback? And so they had another guy, and I don't think they're, you know. And the other thing is they talked about developing their own guys and going with a younger – that was kind of the talk before. So I'm a little surprised. I'm more on the side of surprise on this a little bit. Hey, speaking of that, we've got more stuff to get to. Alan Poupart, publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI, host of the All Dolphins podcast, will join us next. Stay with us.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.